So, all the children are back at school, all the holidays are being recounted to their friends, and hopefully a lot of them be recounting holidays in Cornwall. Now, we've had the figures for traffic going down the A30 westwards to Cornwall, past Lanson, and now we can talk to Malcolm Bell from Visit Cornwall about what those figures mean. Now, these figures, they show a decrease in traffic, don't they, on the same time last year?
Yes, they do, and it does look about a 2% or so decrease over the summer period, which was in addition to a probably 8-10% decrease on the previous year. So it does show that we've slipped back from 2009, which was the big boom staycation year.
But do the figures for the A30 at Lanson going westwards tell us the whole story?
It's one of the benchmarks. I think it's one of these issues about to actually find out what tourism is doing, you need several bits of information. One is about visitor numbers. One is about the mix of visitors. One is about how long they're staying. And most critically of all, how much they're spending. So it's only one of a raft of indicators we need.
And what are the other indicators that we've got through already?
Well, the other sort of issues are the subtleties is we've seen quite a growth in overseas visits. That's partly due to the euro, but we've also been doing marketing. But what we've also seen is a variety of different performances. This season's been dogged with very late booking, people wanting deals and discounts. Attractions of variable performance. The gardens seem to have held up well and even held up on secondary spend. Probably not surprisingly, visitor attractions with the family market having a tougher time and people spending less, and generally everybody wanting to sort of save some money where they can. But top-end hotels, top-end restaurants have still done well. So it's a varied pitch, but overall slightly reduced numbers and quite significant reductions in spending.
There is some good news, though, looking at how the overseas market is going.
Yes, we had six press trips alone in August from a German PR agency, and Germany is a very strong market for us, and everybody's been reporting quite strong trades, including one hotelier who said during one week all they had was actually German and Dutch visitors, no British visitors in there at all. And I think that's partly a build-up of press and PR, and partly obviously the strength of the euro. But we had the figures through from Visit Britain this week, which showed 10 years of overseas visits. And by and large, in most of our target markets, there's been 100% growth in overseas visitors in the 10 years. And that's still probably only making about 7-8% of our visitation. But those visitors do add an international dimension. They're also helping us to break into new markets. And your average overseas visitor spends twice as much as a UK visitor, so they're very valuable.
So when you boil it all down, what does this mean for planning for the tourism season, the main season next year?
I think two things. One, people will be booking late because they can do it. This is the first big recession we've had where the internet is in full force. So people have never had the ability to book late as much as they've got now. People will be looking for bargains, people looking for deals. But the issue is, where can you put that value package together from the industry's perspective to capture the business? Because people still want holidays. It's still getting even more expensive to go abroad. So there's lots of positives. But at the end of the day, the British consumer hasn't got buckets full of money. They're looking for value, they're looking for deals, and they're looking to actually negotiate. So it's going to be tough times, but no reason to be suicidal.
And of course, it is always they're looking for weather as well.
They are, although, you know, bearing in mind that 88% of our customers this year have been back in the last 5 years, and 45% of this year's customers have been at least twice. So in a way, when you think, unfortunately, we've had four bad summers in a row, you know, almost 80+% of our visitors would have known that because they would have been here. So I think it's definitely the case that weather is a big, big bonus, don't get me wrong. But most of our customers, unfortunately, do know British summers. I think there's a real challenge next year that we should be pushing a lot harder in June, because Junes have traditionally, in the last few years, been a far better month. You get better light, and it's actually one of our lower performing months. So I think we'll be pushing more Cornwall for your money if you come in June. Now, that will work in certain markets. Obviously, it doesn't affect the school market. But I think that's where we've got to be innovative in new marketing campaigns.
Malcolm Bell, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.